get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
A show by golfers for golfers. It's as simple as that. It's Tee to Green. It's the golf show where we tee it up and talk golf every Sunday. So nice to have you joining us for another edition of the big show. I'm Jay Ritchie, our producer. Robert DeCose is in master control. Debbie O'Connell is off today. And today we'll talk about two of the most iconic figures ever in the game of golf. And unfortunately, both are no longer with us. We lost the great Chichi Rodriguez this week. Chichi died at age 88 in his native Puerto Rico. You could make a good argument that the Chichi was the most colorful figure ever in golf. And fortunately, back in 2013, we were lucky enough to have Chichi drop by here on Tee to Green, and we will play part of that interview for you today as a tribute to the late World Golf Hall of Famer, Chichi Rodriguez. Speaking of colorful, that would be an adjective to also describe Payne Stewart. It's been almost 25 years since he was taken away from us in that tragic private jet incident, but his legacy lives on, and he lives on with the debut of the Payne Stewart collection and brand new line of clothing. There are also plans for a movie on the life and death of Payne Stewart, the man behind the movie and the clothing collection. Mark Sutcliffe joins us today on Tee to Green.
I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, as well as the Sirius XM app, where you can listen any place, anytime, anywhere on the SXM app. Tee to Green, also streamed live at sportsbyline.com. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up, talking golf with Mark Sutcliffe, next, right here on Tee to Green.
Total Wireless has made the Totally Keep Up With You. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
School is almost here, and if there's two things I can count on, it's my kids needing new outfits because they grow like weeds, and Kohl's stocking their favorite styles. With the Back to School Customer Appreciation Event going on, I scored 30% off tees, jeans, sneakers, and more when I shopped with a Kohl's card. No card? No problem. Rewards members save 20%, and everyone else saves 15%, plus earn Kohl's cash. When it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends August 11th. See store or kohls.com for details.
On T to Green, the golf show. Hi, everyone. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie, going alone today. My co-host, Debbie O'Connell, has the day off. Producer Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is in master control. And if you caught the open of the show, you also heard Roscoe, the rock star dog, in the background barking at something that was walking by the front of the house on this home edition of T to Green. Later in the hour, we'll be giving a little bit of a tribute out, a little bit of a shout-out and a tribute to the late, great Chichi Rodriguez, who passed away this week. Chichi, maybe the most colorful character ever in the game of golf, died at the age of 88 at his home in Puerto Rico. He was on Tee to Green back in June of 2013, and we're going to play a little bit of that interview from 2013, 11 years ago, with Chichi Rodriguez coming up later in the hour. You don't want to miss that. Our first guest, a first-time guest on Tee to Green, is on the Tee to Green guest line and ready to go. Mark Sutcliffe is the chairman and producer for Posse Films and Posse Apparel. He's currently working on a couple of projects involving the late Payne Stewart, three-time major champion, who died in a tragic private jet incident back in 1999 at the age of 43. One of those projects is a film on the life and death of Payne Stewart. The other is the launch of the Payne Stewart Collection. That's a line of Payne Stewart clothing. And we are so happy and excited to welcome Mark Sutcliffe to the show today. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing super. How about yourself, Jay?
Great. Thanks for doing this today. Thanks for taking the time. Are you in Canada right now?
I am, yep. I'm in Muskoka, which is about 2 hours north of Toronto.
Okay, well, thanks for doing this today. We were talking a little bit yesterday in advance of the show, and both of us it's hard to believe that it's been almost a quarter of a century. October will be 25 years this October that we lost Payne Stewart.
Yeah, like you say, it's incredible, and we just celebrated the 25th anniversary of his win at Pinehurst and whatnot, and just a beautiful celebration there, and just an outpouring of love for Payne, and including when Bryson won the U.S. Open there, and held up a little ball marker he'd been using that day on the back of his hat, and said, you know, that's Payne right there, baby. You know,
We should also mention not just Payne, but the others that were on that plane with him as well. It wasn't just Payne Stewart. You have had a lot of success in interactive gaming, video games, interactive gaming companies on a worldwide basis. How do you go from that to films and clothing?
Yeah, so I was primarily involved in board games and then what's called DVD board games, which have video clips in them. So actually had a studio in Toronto where we would, we did a game about NASCAR per se. So we wouldn't just ask you a question on a trivia card there would be a video component where we would show, you know, Dale Earnhardt and Bobby Allison racing or something, and then you would have to shout out the answer. So we created a studio that was making these video clips and animation in between the video clips, etc. So it really got me interested in kind of taking the next leap, and Bobby Allison became a spokesman for my NASCAR game, a great NASCAR legend who won the Daytona 500 three times, and then he had some tragedy in his life. He was almost killed after he won. You know, he won the third time. He was 50 years old, and his son came in second in the Daytona 500. And then within 5 years, both his sons were killed. One in a helicopter crash. One in a race car crash. And Bobby almost lost his life, and he lost his marriage, and then put it back together and got remarried. And it was just, an incredible story. So that was my first, I bought the rights to make a feature film about that, which we're still going to be doing. But along the way, I met a producer that was helping me with the Bobby Allison script and whatnot, a fellow named Kim Dawson. And Kim had made Bobby Jones, Stroke of Genius, and he had made Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1, 2, and 3. And his director was a fellow named Rowdy Harrington, who directed he directed actually Roadhouse, and he directed Bobby Jones, Stroke of Genius. So Kim, mm-hmm. Kim introduced me to the family, the Stewart family. I said, we were talking about the Bobby Allison script and whatnot, and he said, "What do you think would make another great movie, Mark?" And he just thought the story of the Allisons was so incredible, and I said, Payne Stewart. I was so touched by that, by his, his win and then his loss, and the outpouring of love, and the funeral that was televised was just beautiful, and the eulogies, by Paul Azinger and by Payne's wife Tracy. I was just, wouldn't anybody want to be loved like that? It was just so touching, and I said that would make a great movie, Payne's transformation and whatnot. And Kim was like, "Well, you won't believe this, but my daughter played basketball with Payne's daughter. I was at that beautiful funeral you're talking about, and would you like to meet Tracy?" Yeah. So it was just a total fluke that I was talking to him, but I didn't know that he knew, the Stewart, that he had known Payne and that he knew Tracy. And then he introduced me, and, here we are, almost a decade later, but putting, this all together, it's an expensive, to make a feature film and to launch a clothing line and whatnot. So it, it takes a lot of time, effort, and great forces of people coming together.
Helping to keep the legacy of Payne Stewart alive, we're talking to Mark Sutcliffe today with Posse Films and Posse Apparel. So, let's start with the movie. Mark, tell us about it. Where are you in the process of getting this movie together right now?
Yeah, so it's I would call it a love story, but a drama as well, of course, with the tragedy, that happened. But Tracy is still, in love with Payne, and it's, what better tribute can you have to a partner than that? And so right now we have the funding coming in, which is, between $25 and $30 million coming in later this year to start to cast the film. The script is done. There's probably still some tweaking with the director that will happen and whatnot. But then we will be shooting the film in the spring and launching it theatrically around the world next fall. That's the plan right now.
Is it going to be a straight bio? Pick? Is it going to be a docudrama? Have you decided yet?
It's a biopic. Yeah, no. This is there'll be actors and actresses playing all the characters of Payne and Payne's father and Tracy and Paul Azinger and Robert Fraley, who was very close with Payne, and he was of course tragically killed on that crash as well. So Robert Fraley was a major force in Payne's life. And it's another great character in the film, and Payne's children, they'll be portrayed in the film as well. So yeah, it's a full biopic with top talent from Hollywood, if you will.
in this process, have you started on the casting yet?
No. The casting comes into play is, you know, when the money's in the bank. We definitely have our targets, but you know, until you have that money in the bank, you really shouldn't be meeting with people and you know, of the caliber that we're going to be meeting with, until you can say, all right, we need you here. You know, we need you on these dates, and you negotiate the price, and then you put a deposit down. So we'll be ready to do that, in the next few months.
And what's the timeline as far as a release?
So ideally, the release would be next October, potentially October 25th. Next year, October 25th is the day that we lost Payne. But it would be, you know, it'd be sometime next October or Thanksgiving sort of thing. That's the plan. That's a great time to be in the theaters, and that's what we plan, a full theatrical release like the good old days. And I just don't think there's been a lot of great movies lately. You know, there's of course the large, you know, superhero movies and whatnot, or Marvel movies, but you know, for a beautiful love story drama, I think that the world will still show up for in the theaters for a picture like that.
All right, we're talking to Mark Sutcliffe. He's going to stay with us for another segment. Back after a quick timeout here for more with Mark Sutcliffe today on Key to Green.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thank you for joining us and being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie, going solo today. My co-host, Debbie O'Connell, is traveling this weekend, and she'll be back with us next week. On the show today, we're looking at two iconic legends in the game of golf and in sports in general. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll feature an interview that we did some 11 years ago with World Golf Hall of Famer Chichi Rodriguez, who died this past week in Puerto Rico at the age of 88. You don't want to miss that. We continue right now talking about Payne Stewart. It's hard to believe, but in a few months, in October, it'll be 25 years since Payne Stewart died in that tragic private jet incident at the age of 43, the three-time major champion, taken way too soon. There is a movie in the works on the life and death of Payne Stewart, and there's also a brand new line of clothing set to come out, the Payne Stewart Collection. The man behind both of those projects is with us, Mark Sutcliffe, on the Tee to Green guest line as we continue right now. Mark, a couple more questions about the movie, and then we'll move on and talk about the Payne Stewart Collection. Is there a title or a working title for the movie yet?
Yes, Pain in My Heart. And as I started to tell you, it ended up we did have Rowdy Harrington write the script, and as I said, Rowdy had directed Roadhouse, and he wroteand directed the Bobby Jones Stroke of Genius movie, and so it's called Pain in My Heart.
Pain in My Heart. I get it. I like the title too. Now, for a project like this, you need, of course, the green light, the okay, and the cooperation of the Payne Stewart family. How was that achieved, and how is it working with Payne Stewart's wife and both of his children?
Fantastic, yeah. So I started, of course, working with Tracy on this, and wanted her to have input on it and to love the script, and same with the children. So they've been involved every step of the way after I bought the rights to do this from them. And so they've been every step of the journey through the script and approving. You know, we don't want them to go to the theater, to the theater and see this movie and say, well, that didn't happen, or my dad wouldn't say that, or my mom wouldn't say that, or, so sure. We wanted everybody to be happy with the movie. So the family has been involved and will be involved right till the final script is signed off on, which, we're very close to. And then they've been involved very much in the apparel line as well. So they're hands on, and we welcome that because they're all smart people, and of course nobody knew Payne better than those three people. That's Aaron and Chelsea and Tracy. So they're Aaron is actually the brand ambassador, and if you've seen some of the pictures of our apparel. When not, it's Aaron wearing them, and he looks strikingly like his father.
I was just going to say that. It's amazing that how much he resembles his father. Maybe it's amazing, but I guess not too surprising.
Yeah, exactly. And he's just a real great person as well. And Tracy's just done an amazing job with her family, and of course with the keeping Payne's legacy alive, and with the Payne Stewart Award and whatnot. So it's a very beloved family in America and in our company as well.
Yeah, and we look forward to the release probably just a little over a year from now in late 2025 of the movie Pain in My Heart, about the life and the death of Payne Stewart. And I'll just right now, I'll just throw it out there. When you get ready to release the movie, we want you to come back and talk about it on Tee to Green. Is that okay?
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely, Jay. Absolutely.
Any other movies in the works, in the pipeline for you?
Bobby Allison is still in the pipeline, and we're working on an animation movie called Ornaments. It's about a Christmas. It's a children's animation movie, but it's about a Christmas tree that all the ornaments come to life, and it's a really special story about Christmas. And so that's really. That pretty well fills my plate. those projects, and a couple more in my mind to do. But you know, definitely I have a full plate right now, and we're, you know, super busy with the apparel line as well.
Tell us about the apparel line, the Payne Stewart Collection.
Yes. So, yeah, you can go to that website, you know, www.paynestewartcollection.com, or follow us on Instagram or whatnot. But, yeah, so I hired a fellow named Gary Sims, and Gary was with early days with Ashworth and Jay Hildebrand and with Callaway Golf and whatnot. So he was involved, you know, with Freddie Couples and the whole bit of Ashworth. But and then he most recently did Volition Clothing. He's still involved there. But the Volition is the Folds of Honor, you know, Lieutenant Dan Rooney.
Dan Rooney, sure.
Yeah. So Gary has been involved with all those brands, and actually he was the early days of Tommy Hilfiger. So he's, you know, he has upwards of 40 years experience. And so I met him and brought him on board to be the president of our Posse Apparel company. And then he hired for me a world-class designer, Joey Rodolfo. And Joey was the founder of Cutter and Buck, and then he was with Tommy Bahama. He was with them for, I think, almost a decade. So so Joey's a real legend in the fashion industry of golf. And so they, you know, we then worked with factories overseas and whatnot. So Joey has a whole design team. So we've, you know, spent the last year and a half designing all the polos, you know, the short sleeves that we have, the quarter zips. We have the cutoff. We actually did so it's a cutoff wind shirt, you know, where, of course, Payne is famous for cutting the sleeves off. So we did a vest like that. So we have that, and we have tam o' shanter caps and ball caps, and now we're about to launch our plus fours and performance pants and shorts and whatnot. So yeah, but anyway, so it's all it's available now on our website to order everything except the bottoms I just mentioned. But the bottoms will be available later this month. And more, you know, more apparel coming for every season. So yeah, it's been a successful launch. We launched at Pinehurst, right, you know, for the 25th anniversary of Payne's Wind. So we launched not only the brand to the world there, but we also launched at Pinehurst Resort. So the resort, the pro shop there at number 2, carries our line, and then we also opened a store in the village of Pinehurst called the Payne Stewart Collection. So it's a store, a complete store dedicated to the full lineup of the merchandise.
Was there any kind of Payne Stewart line of clothing before this? Being the fashionista that he was, you'd think that would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think there was, you know, kind of 20 years ago, but it didn't take off. It wasn't kind of carefully planned the way that we have, and it wasn't as broad, and it was more of a retail presence in some of the larger retailers, where, you know, you just have to be careful about how it's marketed in those ways. We're being very careful about how we market it and brand it, and where we place it. So it'll be, you know, it'll be in the select green grass or, you know, the pro shops throughout over the next year. And we're setting up probably 10 a month of those of different green grass retailers. But primarily we want to take this to the world and have people, you know, people are a lot more used to ordering online now. So right. So we're really trying to market things that way.
Sounds good. Give us the website.
Yeah, so it's www.paynestewartcollection.com.
Okay, paynestewartcollection.com. And one other thing we got to mention, we just got a couple of minutes left here. We're coming up on another award presentation, for the Payne Stewart Award presented by Southern, and it was just announced that Brant Snedeker will be the 27th winner of the Payne Stewart Award for Character, Charity, and Sportsmanship in Sports and in Golf.
Yeah, Brant's a wonderful, you know, person, and has a great charity going there in Nashville, and does a lot for children's golf and whatnot. So, well, more than Nashville, you know, throughout Tennessee. But yeah, so he's, I know he was quite surprised and honored to receive that this past week. So, I've been, he even won the Canadian Open. So he's, I'm a longtime fan of Branson. I think he has, 13 tour wins and won the, he won the FedEx Championship, I think back there, several years ago. But just a real quality person and a great golfer. He's broke 60, which not too many people have.
Yeah, he's along with folks like Nicholas Palmer, Tom Watson, Crenshaw, Faldo, Hale Irwin, Steve Stricker, Zach Johnson, and last year's recipient Gary Koch. Brant Snedeker, the 2024 recipient of the Payne Stewart Award. All of that helping to keep the legacy of Payne Stewart alive. Great job, my friend, Mark Sutcliffe. Thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to getting you back on to talk about the Payne Stewart movie.
All right. Thanks very much, Jay. Really appreciate it, and have a great day.
The movie called Pain in My Heart. Look for it in theaters probably late next year. Mark Sutcliffe with us today here on Tee to Green. We'll be right back with the late, great Chichi Rodriguez.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. and we do it 52 weeks a year here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for listening today. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell off today. She'll be back with us on the show next week. In Master Control, we have the Duke, Robert DeCosa. So the gang's just about all here. And before we get to our next segment, a quick message from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program, the 2024 Green Saver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, you can check out the Green Saver. Now available in book or mobile format, you can save and save a lot with half-offs, two-for-ones, other discounted green fees. Plus, there's discounts available on carts, equipment, club fitting, lessons, golf travel, and more. All of that for just $49. And the more you play, obviously, the more you're going to save. For just $49, you can enjoy some great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. Plus, all Green Saver members get a free membership to Brew Saver, which is Colorado's beer, wine, and spirits discount program. $49. Experience some great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com, greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. All right. Well, we lost another great one this past week, Chichi Rodriguez. Died at home in Puerto Rico at the age of 88. Chichi was born in October 1935, and I think it's safe to say there was no one like him before, or there has been no one like him in golf since. Chichi Rodriguez, definitely one of a kind. He came from humble beginnings. He was born and raised in Puerto Rico. He had five brothers and sisters. His father earned a whopping $18 a week working the sugarcane fields in Puerto Rico. And as a youngster, Chichi would help him out. Well, one day they were working in one of the sugarcane fields near a golf course. And Chichi wandered over to the golf course and he started talking to some of the other kids who were working there as caddies. And he discovered that they were making more money as caddies than he was making helping out his dad. So he got into golf originally as a caddy. He made his first golf club from a guava tree branch, and he used metal cans for golf balls. Can you imagine that? When he got a real golf club in his hand and he played with real golf balls, the game came to him fairly easily, and it led to a Hall of Fame career that eventually led to a visit with us here at Tee to Green 11 years ago, back in June of 2013.
To join us live, back in 1960, he turned professional, and in the ensuing 50-plus years, his name has become pretty much synonymous with golf, not only here in America, but across the world. 38 wins worldwide, 8 victories on the PGA Tour, 22 wins on the Champions Tour, and in 1992, he was selected to the World Golf Hall of Fame, and we're very happy and honored to have joining us today on Tee to Green for the first time, Juan Antonio Rodriguez, better known to you and I and the rest of the world, especially the golfing world, as Chichi. Chichi Rodriguez, welcome Chichi to Tee to Green. How are you, my friend?
Oh, Jay, it's nice to be in your show because you catered to our military, which in my heart, it's got a big spot in my heart for the soldiers that put their lives in line to save our country and have us, with the PGA Tour, make better livelihood because they're fighting for freedom.
There you go. Well, you sound like you're right next door. Are you home in Puerto Rico today?
Yeah, I'm home in Puerto Rico, but you know, the waves might not be as crowded anymore.
So what's your status these days? Are you retired, semi-retired? What are you up to? How much golf are you playing?
Well, I never retire because when you retire, your wife gets twice as much husband and half as much money. And that stuff don't work. And if you retire and do nothing, then you become a vegetable and you die. Man has got to stay active. I stay active by helping kids, you know, and I make sure that I do something very good today. I want to live this world better. And if I sit on my butt and just watch TV, then I'm not being productive enough. I should be living the earth.
There you go. And I know you're very involved with charities, and we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But I'm kind of curious now, when you started playing golf, and you're probably still around this 5'7", 150 pounds, and yet you were able to keep up with anybody in golf and hit the ball out there a long ways despite your small stature. How did you come by that, and was it a natural thing, or how, when you first picked up a golf club, or how did you get to be as good as you were, and how did you get to be T.G. Rodriguez?
Well, you know, you cannot have excuses in life. You are what you are, and that's the way it is. And people used to tell me that I was too small. I used to tell them the club or the ball don't know my size, you know, and I say, you know, I can hit it. And they would tell me, you would break your back. I say, I don't have a back, you know, and put all the negatives aside and go for it. Don't have a chip on your shoulder that you're smaller or whatever. Just, you know, go for it.
And it seems to definitely have worked for Chichi Rodriguez, who is joining us today from his home in Puerto Rico on Tee to Green. You turned pro back in 1960. When you turned pro, Chichi, did you know you were going to be okay, or was there any doubt or trepidation in your mind at all?
Well, I've been a pro all my life. I was too poor to be an amateur, so... when I was 12 years old, I shot a 67, and I knew I was going to be good then. And I had goals, and I put all those goals in my brain, and I would work very hard on my game to conquer my goals. And I just about conquered all the goals. I didn't conquer the goal of being the best golfer that ever lived, but you know what? I became the best Puerto Rican golfer that ever lived.
Well, you were right up there with the best golfers that ever lived, though. And you played in an amazing era back in, starting out in 1960. The Ben Hogans of the world were kind of phasing out their careers, but hitting their stride were folks like the Big Three, of course, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Billy Casper, and so on and so forth, and then continued right up until present day. Let's look at those days and those golfers that you competed against. Pretty intimidating group of names I just threw out there, wasn't it?
Well, I never let anyone intimidate me, you know, but I'm glad that I was born in that era. I know in the era is not where we have to play against Tiger Woods and these young guys. These young guys are so good. That I'm very proud, because you know when they become better than we were, that means that we did a good job. And you know, all generation, not only golf and everything else, they got to get better at everything. And these guys are so strong. You know, when I was playing, I didn't have to look up at hardly anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now I look at those young guys on TV, and they make me so proud. They're so clean. You know, they all look like all Americans, and they hit the ball so far, and they're so good. They don't have a choking club point, you know. They just train in college and the driving ranges, and what you have become very, very good.
I know you developed that signature move with the golf club after you made a birdie. Tell us the story about how you came about doing that.
Well, I used to put my hat over the hole when I made a birdie, because I was always afraid the bird was going to fly away. One time I was playing this kid, you know, I was about 9 years old. We're playing this hole for 5 cents, a nickel, and I hold the putt from 20 feet, and there was a toad in the hole. The toad hopped out, and there came the ball. So now, the other guy said, well, it's no good unless he hit the bottom of the hole. And he was right. That was the rule. I ended up losing my 5 cents, and after that I started putting my hat over the hole. And then the commissioner, then Joe Dye, who was a wonderful gentleman, Brandon did a tremendous job, not only with the USGA, but with the PGA later on when he was our commissioner. Some of the pros complained that I was damaging the hole when I put my hat over the hole. He called me into New York, and I flew in. And he says that he was not telling me to stop doing what I did, but he asked me if I could think of doing something else. So I went to the hotel, and I said, well, you know, the hole is a ball. I got the sword, which is the putter, and I stopped the ball, and then I put the sword back in the cover. But in real life, you know, I wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah, but it was a great move.
That's when I started. Over 35 years ago, I started that. You know, I'm glad I started, because golf to me was always fun. And that's what Arnold Palmer always say, you know, have fun when you play.
Have fun when you play. That's a great legacy for Chichi Rodriguez, who joined us back in June of 2013 here on Tee to Green, and that's a little bit of the interview with Chichi, who we lost just this past week. Just the other day, he passed away at his home in Puerto Rico at the age of 88. I want to thank a couple of guys with Sports Byline for helping me out. I usually keep records and I keep archives of all of the shows, but when I heard that Chichi died, first thing I thought of was when we had him on the show back in 2013. So I went back to find the show, and I had, in 2013, I had shows from January, February, March, April, and May. And for some reason, I didn't have any of the June shows, but I was able to get a hold of Dom and Daniel with Sports Byline, and they were able to find their archive version of that show, get it to me, and we were able, thankfully, to play it back today. Hope you enjoyed listening to Chichi Rodriguez. Who cannot enjoy listening to Chichi Rodriguez? He definitely will be missed. He never won a major on the regular tour. His best finish was sixth place at the 1981 U.S. Open. He had two top tens at the Masters in 1970 and in 1973. He went on to play the senior tour, the tour champions, after he turned 50, and he did win two senior majors, the Seniors Players Championship in 1986 and the Senior PGA Championship in 1987. He was also a member of the 1973 U.S. Ryder Cup team. He won the USGA's highest honor, the Bob Jones Award, in 1989, same year he was honored by the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America with the Old Tom Morris Award, 1989, and then in the early 90s, 1992, his biggest honor, he was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Chichi Rodriguez never fulfilled his dream of being the best golfer in the world, but as you just heard in that interview, he was the best Puerto Rican golfer in the world. He spent most of his later years giving back with the Chichi Rodriguez Foundation, giving back to junior golf, to kids golf, to kids not only here in the U.S., but in his native Puerto Rico, and he will definitely be missed. I met Chichi a couple of times over the course of our careers, and as I mentioned, he was about 5'7", about 150. I'm about 5'6", about 145. And I shook hands with him, and I was amazed. I don't have the biggest hands in the world. My hands completely dwarfed the hands of Chichi Rodriguez. They were small, and they were very soft. And if you are a golfer and you know the importance of feel in the game of golf, and how the club feels in your hand and how it feels when you make contact, I think that was the secret to Chichi's success. Feel for Chichi Rodriguez. Rest in peace, Chichi Rodriguez. Back with more of Tee to Green right after this.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, and another hour just flying by today here on Tee to Green. Before we wrap it up, a lot of golf to talk about. The senior tour champions are playing near Seattle at the Boeing Classic. Sweden's Robert Karlsson, 13 under par, two-shot lead over South Korea's Charlie Wee, heading into the final round today. The final event of the regular season on the PGA Tour is the Wyndham Classic Sedgefield Country Club, Greensboro, North Carolina. Hurricane Debbie wiped out the first round on Thursday, and they're scrambling to try to get it in. Playing a bunch of golf today, and if they can't finish, they might have to go to a Monday finish. So it's all yet to be determined, and it's depending on how the weather situation is going to be out there in Greensboro, North Carolina. But at the top of the leaderboard, Matt Kuchar, Cam Young, Chad Remy, Billy Horschel, and Bo Hostler after two rounds. Congratulations to the two finalists at the U.S. Women's Amateur Championship. They're playing a 36-hole championship match play final this weekend at Southern Hills in Tulsa. 18 yesterday, the final 18 today. 15-year-old Asterisk Tally leading 17-year-old Rianne Malaxy one up through the first 18 holes. Final round today live on the Golf Channel. And congrats to Scottie Scheffler and Lydia Ko, gold medal winners in golf at the Olympics in France. And congratulations also to Lita Lindley, winner of the U.S. Senior Women's Open last weekend in Pittsburgh. Lita joined us 3 weeks ago on July 21st here on Tee to Green to talk about that. And she came through last weekend with a big final round to win her first Senior Women's Open Championship. Congratulations, Lita. Thanks to Mark Sutcliffe for joining us today. You can go to PayneStewartCollection.com to find out more about the Payne Stewart clothing line and look for the movie, Pain in My Heart, a little over a year from now in a theater near you. That's going to do it. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Robert DeCosey in Master Control. Till next time, I'm Jay Ritchie. Hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.